Okay, we're... Is that on? Is it on?
The tension is real.
It's real. Because it's the news. According to me.
Someday you're going to run out of ideas.
I'm
not really.
Every day is a new day.
That's right.
Every day is a new idea. And besides, if I repeated it, I don't think anybody would notice. As long as the music stays the same, you know, everybody likes that head-banging music.
Oh, yeah, right.
They're coming in there because that's, makes people dance.
You don't have your hat on today.
No, I don't. I didn't want to mess up my hair.
Well, that's pretty funny.
If anybody saw my hair, and if anybody does see my
hair,
please send it back to me.
It's blinding.
It's blinding.
I thought maybe you had your tinfoil hat out for repair or something.
It's out. It's being relined because I burned out the other lining. Yeah. The other tinfoil lining.
Or you're getting one refurbished with an automatic mask on it.
It has an automatic mask, and it has two tinfoil linings instead of one. Then my mask is a triple lined mask, so I can.
Maybe there's a business opportunity there.
That's a possibility.
A hat with masks.
Ooh, yeah. Little fold down. Yeah.
Just kind of like come down in front of you,
kind of like the old gladiator days.
Yeah.
And like a little flip down. Type
there you go.
And make it, you know, you can operate it with your phone.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to reach up above your waist.
Yeah.
just reach down and look at your phone. Or just say, hey, Siri, put my mask on.
That's right.
Of course, the problem with that is, with big tech controlling everything.
Yeah.
If they don't like what you're saying, all of a sudden you're going to be wearing a mask.
Well... The wrong kind of mask.
More like a gag. And then this is what happened.
I was thinking more in line when we all get the chip in our head.
Well, that'll
work. You could just think it.
Yeah.
And it,
yeah, it just happened. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like all those futures.
It could be dangerous.
Yeah, space
some
movies.
Of the things I've thought of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
That, yeah. At least let's when just, there's weapons in the area.
Let's just say there would be a lot fewer people out there, especially on my drive home.
Yes.
In the roundabout, I'm sorry, you're not going to make it.
Oh, yeah, those roundabout people.
They need to have classes on roundabouts. What they need
it's
to do
It's not going to do any good.
Well, I think before you enter the roundabout, you need to pull off to the side and have a class. Like watch a video or something.
You know, there's people that I swear are doing that right now. Because they're so afraid to pull in.
Yeah, they're probably watching a video as they're driving around in the roundabout.
Jeez.
Yeah, they won't pull in if they see another car anywhere within 20 miles.
Oh yeah,
they
or
stop.
You can't. Yeah, roundabout's got to be completely empty before
they
pull in.
Can I go now? Can I go now? No. Can I go now?
And then there's the other extreme. I've experienced both extremes. That
people about run you over while
and
you're
then,
in.
And then seriously, this happened to me a few months back. I think I told you about this, but. Mm-hmm. This guy was like barreling down the road. I could see him coming, you know? And he was driving this big Dodge truck or something, pickup, you know, whatever, three-quarter ton thing.
Yeah.
And I'm watching him, and I'm like, he's not looking to the left. He doesn't see me. He's not looking. And he's like, he's
just came barreling through.
And it was like it was his goal to see how fast he could get through the roundabout. But he never looked at me once.
Wow.
And he just, if I wouldn't have hit my brakes.
Yeah.
It would have been a bad day for both of us.
Wow, wow.
I'm like, dude, what's going on?
Yeah.
Look to the left. This is not a straight through. There's other people in here.
Yeah. I had an elderly lady. I'm not going to say old lady. An elderly woman.
Blue hair?
Blue hair.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was her.
Sorry,
hair
that
not.
Was kind of heck.
But she came right in like that. And I had to stop. But she never looked over at all.
And she was driving
fast? She wasn't going that fast.
Oh.
She just kept coming out. She just kept on coming out.
And the little old lady from Pasadena or something.
Yeah. I mean, she could see over the, like, she wasn't super short or anything, but she just kind of kept driving right on out there.
Hmm.
Probably one of her kids probably said, now you just need to drive on out there and just and emerge into traffic. And those aren't two lanes. Those are just one. I mean, when it's two lanes, it's one thing.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, but even those are screwy because there's not enough room. People don't stay in their lane.
No, and then you got the nitwit that always wants to try to pass you going around.
Yeah, well, that would be me.
I've never done that.
I'm the one that does that. I just stay in there and drive around like it's a racetrack.
Let me tell you, if I'm behind somebody that's super slow,
super slow.
I just invented a new word there, super slow.
It's only for roundabouts.
Yeah.
It's a word for roundabouts. You're a super slow.
I will try to go around them, you know, especially if you're on a two-lane road.
Yeah.
Because now here in, out in the sticks, they've got roundabouts out in the two-lane roads where it just takes one person driving slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Yep, it's a problem. Or the people who go around, they stop at every single one.
Yeah.
That's, I've seen that too.
I know.
It's like, why are you stopping? And you don't expect it. That's the worst of it. You know, you're behind somebody.
I know.
And you're driving along and you think, okay, we're going to make it through. There's nobody else here. And then, you look down to your phone again. You know, you pick up your video player. You got your stuff going on. You got your harmonica. You got to play that.
Yeah,
that's right. You're driving with your feet and playing your guitar. And the next thing you know, you look up and they're stopping at the next intersection. Not that I'm a distracted driver, because I'm a highly paid professional.
Yeah. What was the term I came up with them for? I called them like driving skill enhancers or something. Yeah, it lets everybody know where your driving level skill is at.
That's a good idea.
That
could work. Have a little flag that goes up on your car.
Yeah,
that might work pretty
slick. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, there you go. So you like it would monitor your driving until you achieve a certain level, and then it would send another little flag up that's saying this guy's a moderate driver.
Yeah,
this guy is really bad in roundabouts.
Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with where we're going as a society.
Yes,
we're going to have social credits.
Yeah.
Along with the chip in our head. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, and the day is coming when we won't have we won't be able to drive our own cars. It's going to be driverless cars.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's going to protect us all.
Well, because we're all about protecting.
That's right. And I can just imagine the first person who is in a car and wants to go someplace and says something on their phone like, yes, I voted for Trump. And the next thing you know, they're carting you. The car is taking you to the doors lock, and they're taking you to the reprogramming center.
You're going
to
say it blows up or something.
Yeah, it blows up. Drives you off a cliff.
The last picture you see,
Thelma and Louise.
You open up in the window screaming, help! Hey, but that'd be a great way to get rid of people.
It would be.
Yeah, you put like a little recording in there when they...
I
voted for Trump.
Yeah,
I
was like, no, I didn't know that wasn't me.
That wasn't me.
I think you said.
Can you clarify?
Can you clarify? Sorry, I can't. I don't understand what you're saying.
That's right. Well, either that or by that time when we get the automated cars, then the word or name Trump will be eliminated from the English language.
I'm sure it will
be.
That's their goal. That'll be the next thing next week. And it'll be a $1.9 trillion bill.
Yeah, that's right.
That seems to be the only goal right now in Congress and the president.
Well, that's because it's so dangerous.
Yes, because it is a terribly dangerous
word.
You just
think Trump, and it incites a deadly riot.
Yeah. It's
so much so that you build a wall around Washington, D.C.
how ironic. We're tearing down the wall at the border so that we can build a wall around D.C.
I hope that's not really true. I Googled that earlier, and I didn't see anything where they were saying the wall's actually coming down, but I know they will.
When they get a chance, if they could do it quietly with nobody.
That would be the dumbest thing ever.
Oh, yeah, it'd be stupid. And it's,
I mean, it just makes no sense. Like B.O. used to always say, that's just wrong-headed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and there's actually video I have of him. I should play some of that sometime, of what all the Democrats were saying back in the year, in the 90s, as well as through the years 2000, and even when Obama first took office, B.O. took office. They were talking about border security.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal for them.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And how we can't have, and even Schumer was saying, we can't have these people flooding across the line. And now it's like, no, just let them all in.
Yeah. Well, they've got to do something to shore up every election from here on out.
Yeah. Well, they are working on that. Have you heard this?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're going to say. go ahead.
Text in voting.
Oh, no.
That was a left turn. You didn't expect that,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't hear that one. But, yeah, no, did you hear the two representatives, or two of them from, of course, Oregon? Why would anybody live in that state? I know it's beautiful. I've seen it, yeah. But good grief. The politics are horrendous.
Yeah.
But anyway, that aside, yeah, they introduced a bill now to increase mail-in ballots.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Because it will get rid of voter suppression.
Yeah.
You know what? If that's such a big deal, I mean, Biden somehow miraculously got 10 million more votes than Trump could vote.
Yeah.
And Trump got 10 million more votes than he did in his previous election.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I don't, if that's all true, where's the voter suppression?
Who's being disenfranchised? Because that's more than the registered number of voters. So how do you?
Oh, and I just figured it out. With all the illegal aliens. Can you say that?
Undocumented.
Oh, there
citizens.
You go. Undocumented. Yeah, that's right. They got to get them mail-in ballots for all of them. That's what it is.
And probably we should start sending mail-in ballots down to, just send them down there before they come here.
Yeah.
If you plan on coming to the United States, you need a ballot because we want you to vote for your candidate before you get here. That's important. Well, and they are talking also about Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Managua, Nicaragua. I always love it when the TV guys, the newscasters, when they come across the Spanish word, they love to say it with a Spanish little zippy Spanish thing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It drives me nuts because it's like, yes, and then they went to Managua, Nicaragua.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they come back to, then they came back from here, and then they went, you know, just like, it's like,
Jeffrey. Did you ever notice when B.O. talked about Muslim countries?
Yeah.
He always, Pakistan.
Yeah.
He always
said
it like
Pakistan.
That. Yeah. Pakistan.
He said it the way, And then whenever he would talk to a group of, what are they now? Are they African Americans? Are they blacks?
I don't know.
Of color? Whatever they were.
Something.
Whenever he would talk to half of his people, because he's only half black.
Ah, right.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, he'd start talking like a preacher, like a black.
Right.
And it's like, what? Where did that come from?
Well, even Hillary did that one time.
I ain't no ways tired.
Jeez,
you mean like with a cloth or something?
Oh, my gosh. If any Republican would have done that, they would have been crucified.
At this point, what difference does it make, Cedar?
Oh, my gosh. Jeez, oh, Pete. It's just amazing.
They get away with everything. It's, you know, it's. I used to like to bring up the double standards. And stuff. I'm not. It's not even worth it.
It
doesn't do any good to bring it up anymore. I just tell you, we just expect it.
We do. They
live by that standard. That's the only standard to live by.
I know.
The double standard.
And the thing that's sad about that is it's not just in the media or how they report media. Now we just go along with the double standard that we see in the justice system nowadays.
Yeah, huge.
Everybody just accepts it.
Yeah.
I'm like.
And it's obviously also in Wall Street.
Yeah.
What you've heard. Did you hear? I talked about it this morning in the show.
Now you're getting me mad.
Yeah. The whole Reddit thing. the thing where they shut, you know, Robinhood was the main one they're going after.
Right.
Robinhood shut down the ability to buy GameStop.
Yeah.
Or GameStop. Stock.
GameStop.
Say that five times fast. And what was creepy about that was, okay, so all these people who were now mad at Robinhood put in these one-star reviews. Did you hear about this?
No.
So all of a sudden, they put in enough that the app had a one-star review.
Oh, wow.
There were so many of them that they actually brought their average down to one star.
Oh, wow.
So guess who fixed it for them? Google.
Oh, my word.
It's now back up to 4.5 stars. Because they took away all the one-star reviews.
You know, that brings up another thing that we were talking about earlier, speaking of Google and big tech. So the FBI just released the reporters. Not,
the Kraken?
Not released.
Did they release the Kraken?
Yeah, they released the Kraken, right. But so they've arrested 15 people now associated with the deadly riots in Washington and have what they released today about those 15 people is that they all organized, not on Parler, you know, that conservative site that, or the site that, not conservative, but the site that all the conservatives went to when they got kicked off of Facebook and Twitter. But no, these 15 organized on YouTube and Twitter.
Huh.
Huh. Right.
Hmm.
And they're still...
Yeah, they're still out there.
And Twitter's, you know, on a rampage getting rid of
everybody
people
else.
That follow the law.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
You can't make it up.
Yeah, that's... And that's the crazy thing. I guess,
we're still going ahead with the impeachment, too.
Oh, of course.
Because, you know...
Because it's...
Because Trump incited it.
Yeah.
With everything that he...
Well, and the FBI has come out and said that there was no causation.
Well, I know.
There's nothing... Now...
But we still need to impeach Trump.
Here's their argument, though. And I've heard him say this whenever this has been brought up to him. There's like, there's nothing in his speech that incited the insurrection. It was all of his rhetoric prior to that day.
Oh, right. Yeah. Course.
So, you know, he egged them all on to be.
If that's the standard, then how about Maxine Waters? You go out there make sure that they can't have their own dinner. If you see a cabinet member out there, you just don't take care of them. Don't let them have a good, peaceful evening. That's not inciting riots.
Oh, you're so naive. oh, little one, you are so. You're so naive. You see, here we are back with this double standard issue again.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. What was I thinking?
Yeah. See, they're fully justified in all the things they say because Orange Man bad. So that's what they... So yeah, it doesn't matter what they do. Well, like when dare I call her AOC? What is her real name? It's not even Alex. It's like Christine or something. I don't know what it is. But she...
I like the way Rush always says it.
Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah, that's good. She is on video. She actually had a promotional video. This wasn't just something she put
How
on.
She got elected.
She's like,
baffles me.
Let this moment radicalize you.
Oh, I know. I saw that.
Okay, you're telling your people to be radical.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't stop with the protests and they were basically saying the riots.
Well. And Kami was saying the same thing.
Kami said the same thing. She was basically saying, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop.
She's occupying the office of the vice president.
Yeah, that's right.
Just like that one guy's occupying the White House.
Exactly. He doesn't know he's where he is. He doesn't know what he's signing, doesn't know what he's saying. He's drooling half the time. He doesn't. We're barely through a week of this.
I know.
I mean, we could spend all day picking on everything, following, you know, just what the guy's doing and just picking on it. But it's just.
But you know, back to the wall thing. I was gonna say this. You know, why do you build a wall to keep something out?
Yeah.
That you think is dangerous. So we want to take the wall down on the southern border. Where when Trump built it, he listed out all the reasons. There's, you know, it's a open door for not only really bad dudes and gangs and stuff from Mexico, but tons of drugs, terrorists, you know, you just go down the list, right?
Yeah. Human trafficking is a big,
yeah,
huge thing.
Oh, that's another terrible thing.
Huge.
So, you know, we can talk about, those are not an issue.
Yeah.
We're going to take the wall down and let those people just pour across the border. But they're going to build a wall around D.C.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid of who?
Yeah.
Domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden, people that you and me that would be probably be considered a domestic terrorist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of who we voted for.
Yeah.
Are now more dangerous than the people I just described.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you just can't get any more backwards than that.
The problem is we're dangerous to them.
Yeah.
You're right. It's their fear.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reasoning here, you can't reason with a leftist.
But I thought walls don't work.
Well, they don't.
Yeah.
Especially unless it's a load-bearing wall. No, here's how ridiculous this is. You can't reason with them. It's like, basically their argument is, if you put the wall up, it says to our neighbors that we don't want you here.
Yeah,
it's an affront. It's a statement of
we just don't want certain racism.
Yeah, it's a statement of racism and you're racist. And so The wall of the...
I don't think the people coming across the border are really worried about whether we think they're racist
or not. No, they don't care. No. Apparently, they still want to come here.
So just a guess.
If we're such a terribly racist nation, then why are people killing themselves to get here?
That's amazing. Good point.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I had that argument with...
Well, you forgot the free handouts.
Well, true.
Healthcare.
Yeah, that's true. Because we're so racist. We don't give we give healthcare away.
They get the free. They get the vote too.
That's right. Yeah, we'll let you vote, but we're racist. So, they put the wall up. And of course their argument always is, well, there's not that many people coming across the border. There's nothing going on there. You know, you got Acosta.
Well, not now.
He's down there by the fence. He's got this stupid broadcast where he goes down there where the fence is and he says, there's nobody running across here. Like, it's because you're standing by the fence.
Is he married?
I hope not.
Him and AOC ought to get together.
They would be a great
couple.
They'd
be a perfect couple.
Yeah, they would, yeah.
Just thought of that.
They'd get lost going to work. They could drive Joe around. He could give him instructions.
They'd both starve if we all become zombies.
And they wouldn't know what to do with their leftovers and the garbage disposal. So you put this wall up and they're like, oh, you can't put the wall up because, well, first of all, they say there's not that many people coming across the border that are, the traffic across the borders, there's not that much coming across the border. That doesn't help stop anything. Like, okay, then why are you worried about putting it up then?
Yeah.
And.
Because in the big scheme of things, what did he spend on it? $15 billion or $30 billion was the total budget?
Compared to the $1.9 trillion that we just spent on something else.
Nothing compared to that.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Ridiculous. And then, so the whole wall argument for them on their side of it is, does not make any sense at all.
No.
Because if you put it up.
But they're not required to make sense.
Exactly. That's the bottom line on this the whole leftist agenda.
Because they get a free pass with the media.
They get a free pass with the media. Yeah, and we were talking about this a little bit. But how can we turn this ship around? How can we get back? I mean, term limits would be one thing.
Yeah, totally.
But then you've got, 80% of the people in Washington are not elected in.
Yeah.
You've got, all these guys in the Federal Bureau of Investigation and all these guys in all the intelligence agencies and all these other surrounding supporting organizations.
Yeah.
And did you know that 82% of statistics are made up on the spot? Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I do now.
but there's so many people in Washington that now I think it would eliminate some of the underhanded table, the under the table stuff going on because you don't have time. You spend two terms there.
Yeah.
And you don't have time to establish these 30-year relationships with all the deep state crap.
Yeah, I don't know, but you bring up a really good point because politicians, like we're saying, are just the tip of the spear, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. They're a very small part of it.
There's got to be, I don't know. I don't know what's the answer to that question, but it's a valid, concerning point. I agree. And I don't know how you, because the government has become so big.
Yeah,
it's such a huge part of our economy.
Yeah,
that to fix. Well, I mean, one of the radical. I don't know if you recall one of the radical ideas Trump had a while back, a long time ago, was to start privatizing. I mean, it went away quick because they were like calling him like, oh, you're gonna it's a big campaign that he's gonna privatize Social Security, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, great. It'll be worth a lot more that way.
Yeah,
you know, and so I think. That's probably a part of a good start to try to start privatizing things.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, then I think the one thing too. I think there just needs to be a better oversight commission of some kind. And I had this idea a while back. And this might sound crazy, but I think it's like one of those brainstorm ideas.
Nothing you say is ever crazy.
True, that is true. Everything I say falls directly from the mind of God to my lips. I hope I have some kind of lightning protection.
Yeah, you don't have your tinfoil hat on right now. So that's why you don't have it on
that's
today.
Right,
it's a conductor.
Right. That's right.
I didn't know you were going to start speaking blasphemy.
Rabbi Rick just left the building. I'm not sure what happened. All I heard was squealing of tires. I saw his elbows and his heels, and that's all I saw going out the door. But yeah, if we had some kind of a almost like a draft where you would draft like it would be a fourth branch of government that would be an oversight, like a citizens oversight committee.
I'd volunteer for that.
I would too.
Can we slap people?
I would. Yeah. That's the whole point.
I would love that.
There'd be a slapping line.
Yeah.
Okay, senators, you three senators over there, and you 12 over there.
I'd never get out of that line. I'd be going laps.
Hit the line. <That's right. laughs> There's no end to this line. It goes in the circle.
That's right. That's the idea.
Once you're in, you can't get out. It's like a roach trap.
It's like a roundabout.
That's right.
It's a roundabout. See how we came full circle?
Yeah, full circle. Oh, boy. This is...
See, it's Friday.
That's right.
It's... It's been one of those weeks.
We had all week to think of this stuff.
Just made me happy. Thinking
about, well, we can't have that.
Thinking about a circle of slapping politicians and just going around and slapping everyone.
The only problem was my hand would be so sore.
I'd put a glove with a brick in it or something. Glove,
you know, like a lead glove with a metal, with like spikes sticking out of it.
That's right.
Oh, I'm just going to give you a little love splat here.
Wow, think how much better we'd all feel.
Oh, man. Yeah, take all your frustrations out.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, everybody, can you imagine getting that draft notice in the mail? Be like, yes! That's like winning the lottery.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like you go to... The only sad congressman.
The only sad part would be when you got so tired you really couldn't just keep going on.
I know. That would be tough. Yeah. Maybe they could give us some of those exoskeleton suits that would just automatically do like they had in what was it, Avatar? You know, just do something like that. That's what I need. Something that's like 20 feet tall.
Or you can like tap out and have somebody else like like a wrestling match.
Yeah, like
you know?
Tag team. Yeah. Take a break, then come back in.
Oh, this was two guys from the news according to me again. They never stop.
That would be the one week while we're there that everybody would behave themselves in Congress. Yeah, but there needs to be some kind of like an oversight that has nothing to do with, they don't do legislation, they don't do anything else, but they're given all kinds of authority to be able to look at everything that's going on. And it's.
But then how do you pick those people?
That's why I think it has to be a draft.
You don't want to draft somebody like AOC in there.
Well, you're going to get what you get. but I think the majority of people, because the common sense guy out there, person out there is, you're going to get a good cross of the population.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to get a lot of common sense that way. Whereas you, and these people would serve for, a month or 2 months or whatever they would serve.
Yeah.
And it would kind of be this rotational thing. Of course, now I'm sure that the left would find some way to corrupt that system and pay people off and but it's almost as if we need some kind of an oversight that of a branch of the government that doesn't do legislation, doesn't do anything with pocketbooks, nothing with money.
Wait a second. Isn't that like our court system? Aren't they supposed to give
like
oversight?
A jury? Like a SCOTUS?
Supreme Court or
wouldn't
something?
That be good if we had something like that?
Oh, I forgot. They're going to get packed pretty quick. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I wonder how Justice Roberts thinks.
Yeah,
about
we
that.
Should talk about that.
I wonder if he's realizing that, because they're going to start this commission now.
Beep.
Yeah, yeah.
I've almost said it. Keep it G.
Keep it G. But was it just today that he announced that he's going to start this commission now about the thing?
The people have spoken.
So,
we got to follow the science on this.
Yeah,
we have
it's science.
We have to have a commission now to figure out whether or not we need more than 9 justices.
I got an idea. Let's pack a room full of leftists in a room and see what they think about the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Because they know.
I wonder how that... Hey, what are they going to ask? Well, let me see. We got 9. Okay. What's it going to do if we add more than 9? Oh, yeah. We'll have... Well, it depends on what kind of math you use. If you use Common Core...
Yeah.
If you add 3, you'll get 15.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, and by golly, if we add some now, we can all add like leftist judges in there and we'll never have to worry about it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's, We need a commission to figure out. The only thing they're doing with when they, well, we need to have a commission. That's Washington lingo for saying, we're just going to tell you that we're going to do what we want to do, but we're going to make it look like we're actually thinking about it. And we're going to make it last long enough so that you forget about it.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
when we do it, we can point back and say, oh, yeah, well, this is what we were trying. We gave yeah. this a
all,
lot of
all the experts and all the
and,
science that
Nancy
went into it.
And Chuck prayed about it. And, you
yeah,
know, and,
yeah.
it's the right thing to do.
Nancy still looks, I think she's still praying about it because she can't get down up off of her knee. She's down on her knee praying there. And she's stuck.
She's looking for what Jerry like, lost.
Yeah. yeah. What's this spot on the floor? Was Ned were over here? Jerry, you yeah. little shenanigans.
yeah, shenanigans.
little shenanigans.
What difference at this point does it make?
That's what he was saying. As he got, it's like, oh, what difference does it make?
yeah. Well, it makes a lot of difference if you step in that.
But. Yeah, that would make a difference. Yeah.
So, yeah, I wonder what good old John thinks now that he had the opportunity to do his job with the Texas lawsuit. And
yeah. Do you think it's actually soaked in with him yet? Do you think he actually realizes?
You know what?
What
I was thinking about that earlier today. I'm like, he's not dumb. He's got to be a relatively bright guy. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all those folks are bright.
Yeah.
Well, maybe except for Kagan or, yeah. you know.
I've known some pretty smart people, though, that are...
Sotomayor. Were they even justices before they even got on the court?
I don't believe.
Think they were.
Yeah, I don't know what Sotomayor did. Kagan, I'm not sure what they did.
No, Kagan, I know, wasn't a judge. Yeah. That was, like, travesty when Obama nominated her.
Yeah. Well, there's talk of Obama being on the court, too.
Oh, jeez.
And that's the whole thing.
Well, I don't know. Do they allow smoking inside the court?
yeah, it's all natural. It's organic.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Yeah, they're talking about having this.
Take away from his mandate time, though.
That's true. yeah. I think he's talked about, one of the things they talked about before the election was having a rotating group of people. So they would have like 15 judges or 13
that's what
judges.
Booty Judge was talking
Is
about.
Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah.
And then they would have like 24 total judges that would be in the pool, and they would just rotate them around. So pretty much, basically, they would dilute it so much that of course you're never going to get the rest of. I mean, it would be the year 2020 before
the right rotation
came up, and there would be enough. It's really. Yeah, we're headed for, it's going to be ridiculous.
Well, if they,
They're not going to go by the law. They're going to go by, I mean, why?
The law doesn't matter to them.
No.
I mean, if it did, they wouldn't be impeaching Trump right now.
Yeah. Just like they're all happy about the female, this Janet Yellen, who got in as the Treasury Secretary.
Mm.
And, of course, she made a whole bunch of money in Wall Street. She was head of the Fed or she was a co-chair or something. She was in the Federal Reserve for a while, and she did something. She was in the private sector and made a bunch of money speaking, like over $7 million speaking. And then under the Obama administration, she was back into the Fed, I think, again or something. Mm. But now she's the chairman. So that's when they were asking Jen Psaki about this whole thing, about the whole Reddit thing.
Did she have that blank look on her face?
Yeah, she looked like Raggedy Ann. So her first statement, was, "Well, you know, come to think of it, we have the first women." It's like you didn't answer the question. All you talked about was the identity part of it. And
that's what's important.
It is, and that's what gets me about the Supreme Court thing. They're more concerned about we've got the first black justice, we've got the first female justice, we've got the first whatever justice.
Yeah.
It's about that because they need representation. No, the law represents itself. The law is supposed to be blind. I don't know it's like you're not supposed to have a particular cultural perspective on the law.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to change that picture of Lady Justice instead of a blindfold, it's going to be a mask.
her blindfold slipped down over her mouth. Seems about right. Yeah. There'll be two of them on there.
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think you're absolutely right. It's so back to your question, original question about that is with Roberts. I have no idea. I mean, the whole thing just is a travesty, bottom line. You know, they had the opportunity to do the right thing. Well, not just them. There was lots of other courts that did. It was just, it's so, I still feel like when I start thinking about that, I'm like, seriously, we're in a twilight zone. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody lifted a finger in the whole election to do the right thing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. It was just like a shutout. It was like a complete.
Right. Which goes back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier. I don't know if it was before we started recording or not, but I mean the whole swamp thing, how big it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's right. You were talking about what do we got to do to get rid of it? Because it's so pervasive.
Yeah.
And like the singer is saying, it's deep and wide, you know?
That's right.
And it really is stinky.
Yeah.
So and when you think about it, Trump, what he was facing, and I heard some caller again today, you know, like on to Rush, and like, well, we just need to drain the swamp. I'm like, yeah. Well, that's what Trump was saying 4 years ago, and look how far he got.
Yeah. Yeah.
And look what's going on right now. They are like stepping on the gas, flooring it to trample all, and in the process of de-Trumping everything, they're just totally trashing our rights.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah.
And you start to look at the threads that
are nobody knows in it. Nobody has figured that out or sees it.
Right. Yeah. Or well, more importantly, nobody has a solution.
And if they do, they don't have a voice to say it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and because you get canned immediately.
Right.
I mean, when you stop and think about it, the Justice Department, the media, the Justice Department includes the FBI and all everything else, but mm-hmm. so that whole system is corrupt. But the media is a hugely powerful thing.
Yeah.
Big tech, now that has the ability to silence. I mean, for a long time, the little guy had a voice on YouTube. You could build a channel. You could get millions of followers. And now you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, we're living in a mediocrity.
Yeah, yeah. And it's
no longer a democracy. It never was. But yeah. I mean, it's a republic.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you've got, and of course, there's the corrupt politicians. There's the lobbyists. There's all the corporatists. There's the big corporations. And you got the big banks, the money system. And it all seems to be converging together at the same time to defeat and erase any ideology that they don't agree with.
And
it's like the whole thing.
That's a great way to say it, yeah.
There's this push on, I mean, there are, Mitt Romney, of course, he's, I don't know
did
what
he switch
is.
Parties yet?
I mean,
he might as well.
I think he did, but he did no. He hasn't told anybody.
Utah, if you don't primary him out,
he needs to go. Yes, all of our listeners in Utah,
all one of you,
go wash your magic underwear, and then come back and vote him out.
Because he ain't representing you, as far as I can tell.
Jeez, man,
if Utah is really one of the most conservative states in the U.S.,
yeah, he made this statement on the Senate floor. That Republicans need to stand and confess that Joe is the legitimate president.
Oh my gosh.
Before we're never going to see unity.
Mitt, what happened to your man card, dude?
Well,
I mean, what happened? Seriously, grow a pair, find your man card, and do the right thing. Because he's amazing. That guy.
Who's he kowtowing to? It's like,
I have no
these people
idea.
Will cut off your head. And
they have.
Yeah.
Look what they did with it. I mean, he legitimately could have won that election.
He could have. Yeah.
I mean, he so blew that away. It was like, gosh.
Yeah. After the first debate, he had Obama up against
the wall. Oh, he was on the ropes.
And then the next time he came back, it was kind of like,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'll just let you get away with whatever you want to say. Because that's what I only know how to do.
Yeah.
I'm a Republican, an establishment Republican. Can you scratch my tummy now?
Yeah. Can you be nice to me now? Can you be nice to me? I'm sorry. I put my dog up on the top of the car. Traveled that way. I'm sorry. Yeah. I had binders full of women. What?
Meanwhile, Uncle Joe has his nose full of women.
I had I was working on the recording, and that's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction. I've got the recording of that song. I was going to put it on the slate because so I could push that. There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the Junction.
At the White House.
Uncle Joe moving kind of slow.
At the White House, yeah.
I should redo the words. I should do that.
You mean the singers.
Yeah.
Don't let it. Yeah. The singers, not you.
Yeah. You'd be the singers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes I give them some direction.
Oh, you give them direction.
Yeah. Once in a while, they ask me for some advice.
Right. Yeah.
So I throw my 2 cents worth in, but I pretty much let them go to do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's right. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're pretty talented people.
Yeah, they are. I tell you,
that's amazing. They're picking up their game. They're going to be. You're going to see some quality music coming out of
that. Yeah, well, I've already seen quality music.
And I guess they're going to. They're talking about getting a record deal and going on the road. Yeah, cutting a CD, going to getting a bus.
That CD is no longer. I mean, they're going to
do a DP or whatever it's called.
Get an
EP, DP, whatever.
Count on Spotify or something.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, they're going to be streaming. Yeah, they're going to be.
That's it, streaming.
Yeah. on Sirius.
As long as, Jeff Bezos decides that's okay.
Yeah, as long as they get permission.
Yeah.
It has to be. Has to be done in a way that doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
So it has to, I'm going to have to figure that out. I'll talk to their manager about that. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should do a song about Bezos. Maybe we should do that.
Guys in black coats would definitely be showing up
at the door. Yeah. My Amazon, every time I'd order something from Amazon. It'd be ticking. Yeah. Yeah. It would never reach my house. I'm sure of that. If it was a legitimate shipment,
it would have a bunch of Chinese symbols on it. When you open it up and go, a bunch of powder come out. Speaking of China,
yes.
Did you hear the news?
I did hear the news.
Because I told you.
Because you told me.
Yeah, that's right.
But I hadn't heard about it until you told me.
You just gave it away.
We have a secret meeting before the show.
That's right. Pre-meeting for the meeting.
Yeah, because this is all planned out. Everything we say is planned.
This
is all scripted. We stick right to that script. To the letter.
We're slaves to our script.
That's right. That's right. Well, if you ever turned us loose, wow, what would happen?
Biden... is occupying the White House now. I'm trying not to say the...
Thanks for reminding
me. Yeah, that's right. And now that he's there...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. China military jets are flying into Taiwanese airspace.
Well, isn't that convenient?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm. Huh.
Huh.
Are they trying to provoke something?
Well, I think it was because of Trump's speech.
Oh, yeah.
They incited a military operation over
Taiwan.
That's
right. He said a bunch of
xenophobic
things.
Why don't you fly your planes peacefully and patriotically over Taiwan?
Let us know how you feel about Taiwan.
Yeah, yeah.
Fly some jets over.
Fly some jets over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what Joe will say about that.
Oh, I'm sure he'll say, what? You know, what? You know, so like...
some people did something.
Yeah, that's right. He'll send Ilmar out. Yeah,
she's going to be the new ambassador to China.
No, that's Hunter.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. He's busy. He's going to take
Eric.
He has to take a week off. Yeah.
China is going to eat our lunch.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on.
So seriously, somebody. I mean. Before I get to that, I want to come back to that a second. But yeah, so that's going to be interesting. I mean, he's done so many things so far for normal people should be raising everybody's eyebrows as far as like China goes.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's paid off or emboldened or what's the word I'm looking for? To China, he's. He owes them.
Indebted to them or whatever.
There you go, indebted. Yeah. Sorry, I'm having a brain fart.
It's a big word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look to me. I'm basically a walking thesaurus. I can't spell thesaurus. Isn't it some kind of dinosaur?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm sure it is.
Anyway, sorry.
But But yeah, so that should be raising everybody's eyebrows, all the things he's doing. And now that they're doing this, I mean, it's just, it's so comical. It like, now they're going to do everything. I mean, next thing you know, they're going to be landing troops on the shore, you know, in Taiwan. Yeah. And we're just going to be sitting here twiddling our thumbs.
Oh, we can't do anything.
No.
Because that would be, you know, we don't want to get involved in World War III.
So.
I'm just waiting for... I'm waiting for North Korea to set off a couple more missiles now, start missile testing again.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going on over there right now.
That's a good question. Has what's his toes been seen in the last 6 months?
There was some kind of communication with him. Something came out with that he is actually still alive and still around.
That still seems kind of weird.
Yeah. He's been very, very quiet.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder what happens. I mean, I know they got a lot of family. There's cousins and everything else there. But what happens if there's something that does happen to that family? Because, you know, people can in a car accident or whatever, a train accident, whatever.
Or do they know the Clintons?
Oh, I forgot about that. Maybe Hillary's got her eye on North Korea. That is possible. Yeah, that is possible.
Come on, man.
But where I was going earlier was, I'm going to try and switch subjects here a little bit. I haven't really seen Kami in the news in the last couple
days.
That's
true. She's been really quiet.
She's been quiet.
The only place I've seen her is like standing next to that little, it's like a little schoolboy table that they put Biden at to sign the little executive orders that he's been signing. That's the only time I've seen her.
Yeah.
And that's only been like twice.
Yeah. Wonder what's going on there. She's probably with Brock and Michelle.
Probably getting reprogrammed.
Yeah,
she's probably got the. They're putting a new chip in her head.
Yeah,
getting her ready for the presidency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, so I saw an article yesterday. You know, every first lady has to have like a little thing that they, you know, with my belle Michelle. Her big thing was ruining everybody's school lunches.
Oh yeah.
You know. And,
yeah.
Good grief.
It was all based on that guy, that one guy's stupid report that wasn't even factual.
Yeah.
It was like...
What a disaster that was. Of course, the whole thing with them was a disaster. But anyway, I digress. But anyway, and then Melania was... what was her thing? Oh, drug dependency and, getting rid of that. You know what... The guy who occupies the White House, his doctorate wife, you know, what her new, her mission as the first lady is?
Let me guess. I've got to guess. I got to think about this, though.
You're never going to guess this one.
she's on a mission to stamp out Alzheimer patients.
Yeah. Starting with her husband.
Yeah. Because she knows all about that.
That's right. No, her big mission statement now is to reunite the families that have been torn apart at the border. Parents and their children. Yeah. Good luck with that. Because all the kids that got separated, they weren't their parents to begin with.
They have a little DNA issue here to
Jill,
deal with. Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah. Let's see. So we have this guy who kidnapped a little girl.
I mean.
Comes across the border. Let's put him back with that guy again. Let's do that.
They're even getting the first lady in on the narrative to try to make Trump the worst guy in the world.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I saw that yesterday. I'm like.
I wonder if the cages are still there. Actually,
you mean
Trump,
the ones that B.O. set up?
The ones that he built. And I think Trump actually got rid of those cages. I think they actually tore that.
You know how, you remember when Corn Popper got asked that question? He totally evaded that.
Yeah.
Not a joke.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, you know why.
And Corn Pop was a bad
person. Yeah, that's right. So, like we were talking earlier too, what's amazing to me about everything, literally everything. Well, can you name one thing that they're doing, the new, oppressive regime is doing to that is their own idea? Or it's just like the only thing that I've seen them do is everything anti-Trump.
Yeah, it's their only agenda. Well, their whole identity over the last 4 years has morphed into an anti-Trump. That's who they are.
And what does that tell you? It tells you that Trump was doing some really good things.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
And it's, they can't.
Because they're the left.
Yeah.
And if they're crazy with, you know, anti-Trump, that means conservatives, Trump was a good dude.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. The conservatives should wake up and say.
Yeah.
The
Republican Party.
Yeah.
Should wake up. Because I'm still hearing, and there's this, along with what we're talking about, there's this huge push now with all the establishment Republicans. Oh, we just got to get rid of, we got to get back to the way it was. No!
Yeah.
It's not your party anymore.
No.
Trump was the one that revitalized the Republican Party. Okay. Mitt Romney, man, I'm all mad now. So Mitt Romney, look who we ran the last three times. It's Mitt Romney, John McCain, and Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Talk about life support.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yep.
Trump was the guy that, if he hadn't run when he did, the Republican Party would be dead. Yeah. Seriously.
Yep. It would have. It would have been the last gasp. I mean, if Romney would have won, with his theology and everything he does.
I miss George Bush, but he ran. But yeah. But
yeah. Yeah. But I mean, as far as the ones who ran against. When you stop and think about the. Where we would be with Romney.
It's just Democrat light.
He's a Democrat light. And he's a big establishment guy. He's big government.
Yeah.
His foreign policy would have been.
Well.
Just as involved with more.
Who was his running mate?
Yeah.
And look what he did when they had the House and they had the Senate.
Exactly.
He was the big roadblock for Trump.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Between him and Boehner, the issues that we had with those guys were, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
You know what? When we're talking about that roundabout slapping line, we need to include former politicians also.
Yes, they could be, yes.
Yeah.
In fact,
they're the warm-up line.
When they leave, exactly. When they leave Congress, they have to spend their first year back in public service in the line.
That's right.
Every day. And we're just warming up on you guys.
Yeah,
get our hands all warmed up.
That's
right. You guys just stay in there for a little bit until we get the other policy. Yeah. They should have to serve for 1 week, spend 1 week in the line for every year they were in Congress.
Here's another idea. If they're talking about and I'm sorry to get you off track there, but.
Because I was laser focused on a point.
If it's good for the Supreme Court to rotate in and out, why not do that for the politicians?
Well, let's just do it for all of them then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
We could rotate their paychecks in and out too. Just, this week you don't get paid. Hey,
yeah,
how about
there you
that?
Go.
There you go. See how that feels.
Yeah. Why not? If it's good for the Supreme Court, why can't it be good for Congress?
Why can't it be good for everything? Yeah.
Senate.
Yeah.
Rotate everybody
in and
out. I
like that idea. Sure.
Yeah.
And they can go out and rotate around in the slap ring for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We're in trouble. So you were talking about, let's talk about my hero. Well, he's not my hero, but.
Ronald Reagan?
No.
Trump?
Close. Mike Rowe.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about Mike Rowe. Now, I know about him because he's a voiceover guy.
Yeah.
And he's kind of a really, like, highly.
Have you ever heard that dude sing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he sings opera.
Oh, my.
Like he's like
operatic. Opera of all things.
Yeah,
he's, my gosh.
Incredible.
Yeah, he is. He's amazing.
But he's got some really good videos about voiceover work.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You were telling about.
Yeah, but he's pretty good stuff. But he's had these shows, Deadliest Catch and all that stuff. That he's done
narrated
Dirty Jobs.
Yeah, well,
all that stuff.
Dirty Jobs is
extremely good storyteller. Just really, really good storyteller. And he, you were telling me about this, but I guess we were talking about it before. But his show, is it called Pay It Forward?
Pay it forward or pay it back or
returning the favor.
Returning the favor. Yeah, that's what it favor. Is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That now has been removed from Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's not even like an in your face.
No.
He's made statements about
politics
and stuff that are. He's fair to both sides. I mean, he will blister both sides.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And but they're taking him off because.
He's a conservative bent.
He's considered conservative.
Yeah.
Because he's not big into the academic.
In other
thing.
Words, he's got common sense.
Yeah. A lot of common sense. I mean, he's like, college isn't for everybody. And I think this is where they don't like it, because when you start saying college isn't for everybody, we need to get people into the trades again, because that's we're losing that artistic stuff, the teachings that we have.
Yeah.
So plumbers and welders and those kinds of things, not everybody belongs in a classroom studying theory on whatever. And it's we need those things in the trades, and it. Because we are losing that part of our culture, we are having to pay a lot more.
Right.
Just like this thing with the Chinese coming over here and having access to our power grid.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the people who are able to we're not leading in that industry anymore.
Yeah, what could go wrong with that?
Oh, that could never be a problem, would it?
No.
That's a, I wonder how many buttons Xi Jinping has in his office. He can just go, if I push this button, their whole power grid shuts down. If I push this button.
Those two guys in India.
Yeah. We could shut their podcast off right there.
Just put that little button right there. Push that button.
That's probably the biggest button on his panel, I bet.
Yeah.
But and I'm sure he's got one to shut all the Hummers off. And he's got another one for all these Chinese cars now that are being built. They're going to start. But all the stuff that's made in China that's put in these cars.
Right.
It's amazing.
Those are going to be the cars that when you get in and
the locks go down.
It drives you off a cliff.
Yeah. Chinese music starts playing on the radio. Yeah.
the Chinese national anthem. Yeah.
The theme to Thelma and Louise is in Chinese. It's Thelma in Chinese. Fong Fong in Chinese.
Yeah, that's right. A little video screen pops up. You have a picture of Xi Jinping in there.
Right,
and
that's right.
Mao Zedong.
Yeah.
Because that's the last thing you want to see when you go over a cliff. Talk about that insult to injury, man. Jeez. We give you a quick, miserable death.
Thank you for flying China Airways.
Sorry. No wings on car.
Oopsie.
Manufacturing era.
We test airbag now. Oop, we shut airbag off. Sorry. Is that racist to talk about?
I think it is.
I think imitating an accent now is racist, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah. We're going to get in trouble with our wives.
Oh, I forgot they listen to this sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. I just won't.
I'll have to mess with that link again so it doesn't work. Only on her Facebook page. Yeah.
Call up Fong Fong. She'll probably figure out how to do that.
Yeah. When
she's got connections.
Yeah.
I don't mean Eric.
Where's my... there it is. Yeah, there we go.
That is the actual
audio from the show when he's being interviewed by whoever it was.
That's almost impressive, you know?
They're going to... he did all this stuff with the Russians to cheat an election. All right, I think it was actually cheat an election. And the pause was perfect. It was like... you couldn't have.
I know.
The way he moved in his seat and everything. It's like, okay, that wasn't. I don't know. I've tried moving my. They claim it was a. I've tried moving my.
Yeah, well, then why did he stop talking when
exactly.
Oh, because he had to grunt to push the thing across.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, because he had to grunt to push his cup across the table.
Oh, gosh.
I know when I go on national television. And I'm talking about something as important as impeaching the president and talking about national security. I know that the first thing I'm thinking about is moving my cup across the table.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what does that tell you about the IQ there? I mean, if he's he doesn't even think twice about it, because he didn't even think twice.
Yeah.
It's just like he almost lifted his leg.
Yeah.
You know?
He practically, he definitely came out of his seat. It was like he came up in his seat to do it. It's like, and here we are laughing about it.
I know.
What does that tell you about our IQ?
we gotta laugh about it.
That's right. We never claimed to be that intelligent, okay? We didn't come out here and say we're really intelligent.
You know, another thing that never got any airtime was Schumer when he was when he was talking about Trump inciting the election.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He didn't say election.
No, he changed, said something else.
He changed the L for an R.
He said it the way a Chinese person would say.
Yeah, he exchanged the L for an R.
Yeah. And nobody said anything.
And nobody, I mean, yeah. Oh my gosh. Going back to the double standard.
Yeah.
I mean.
They protect them.
It's amazing.
Well, and just like the news conference, like the
and what was on Chuck's mind?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
good grief.
The whole press secretary thing and the press conferences that they've been having. I can't even watch them.
Oh,
It goes from they ask a direct question, and unless it's about ice cream or the cat or something that is about how is the president feeling about this or that? It's like, if it's a softball, flowery question, she'll sometimes have an answer. And it's pretty obvious. So look down at her paper, like, okay, this is the answer I'm supposed to give to that question. So it's almost like she knows the answers to those questions. Once in a while, she'll ask somebody a question that, she's like gritting her teeth because she's not sure what's coming.
Yeah.
And she does not give an answer. Favorite phrase is circle back.
Oh, yeah.
I think she said circle back 57 times in the first 3 days.
Yeah.
And it's...
Just think, it's only been a week and it's already old.
You know, the first week, I remember the first week after Trump got elected.
And besides, Kaylee's a lot better looking than she is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah. The first week after Trump got elected, he came out for one of the press conferences. And do you remember this? I was amazed.
Yeah.
I was like, man, he's going right into their faces.
Oh, well, yeah.
And he stood up there in the podium, started answering questions, and just fielded.
Well, that was the thing about Trump. He was, if you think about it, the press had more access to him.
Yeah.
There was times that even BO would go months without ever getting in front of a camera or something.
Yeah.
And he's probably busy smoking, but Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Trump was constantly talking to him. And then, when's Biden going to step in that podium? When is he going to step in that podium and take presser?
When he figures out where it's at.
Yeah.
Or he remembers what it is.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I forgot.
Oh, that's right. That's a microphone. I talk into that.
What is that thing there?
Wait a second. What's that thing you put in my ear all the time? It keeps talking to me.
It says, repeat after me. Repeat after me. Yeah, it's, there's, if he stood there with a he can't field questions like that.
No.
He's not.
Not even close.
No.
I mean, it was so apparent when they were showing him signing those executive orders. Mm-hmm. He was lost. Seriously.
He's really, he's off the deep end now.
Yeah.
I think another week he's going to be really obviously showing some really bad signs.
Well, what's going to be the thing that triggers Nancy to pull the plug?
What do you think? What do you think?
I don't know.
At what point?
I suppose we got to wait for the chip to heal over and then Comey's head.
Yeah.
I don't know. I seriously don't know. I mean, well, he should have never ran. I mean, he's lost his mind in during the campaign, Yeah. I mean, he was, and so they knew what was going to happen. So I don't know. I don't know what they're waiting for. Probably, I don't know. They're probably trying to shore some things up. Maybe they're trying to shore something up with Hunter. I don't know.
Well, that's possible. Yeah.
You haven't heard anything about him in the last 2 months, literally.
Yeah.
And
that's probably an angle. I hadn't thought about that. They probably have to make sure that something is in place.
Yeah.
Prior to Joe leaving office, because now if he leaves office, all of a sudden he doesn't have any leverage anymore. I mean it could be that. I mean there's probably a power play going on behind the scenes that we're not seeing.
You mean leverage with all the things he's beholden to? That was the word I was looking for earlier.
Yeah,
beholden.
Yeah. That's. I'm thinking there's probably some things there that have to be taken care of. Certain people being put in certain positions.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff, and then whether or not Kamala will actually not change everything in the administration. How much? Who's really picking those people anyway? Which I'm sure it's not probably either one of them. It's probably Obama.
Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah, Valerie's probably doing all that behind the scenes. And when I say Obama, I really mean Valerie. She's the one with the control. It's going to be really interesting to see what triggers that at what point, and I'm sure they've got a plan. I'm sure they're like, well, let's get all this done because that's going to be, and while that's all going on, Congress will try to sneak a bunch of more $1 trillion worth of stuff in there.
Exactly.
And because that's what they've been doing really good at lately. They've been hiding everything that they've been sweeping through, like the election reform stuff and all the other junk that they're doing.
Yeah. And the other big question is who will Comey pick as their VP?
Yeah. That's good. That's a big question there. Yeah.
Definitely not Hillary.
No, I wouldn't do that.
That'd be like, that's like putting a target on your back.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm sure Hillary would, first thing she'd get, I got the president a new gift.
Yeah, that's right.
Here, let me put this around your neck. It's a necklace. That's what it is. Yeah. Oh, don't worry where that rope goes to. It just... It's tied off there, over there.
It was used in Epstein's cell. Yeah.
Why does it smell like Epstein? Yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting because, I mean, AOC's too young. She can't be VP because she can't be president.
Oh, God, help us.
Yeah, that would be the next thing. But there's some others. There's one other one in the squad that could be possibly.
Oh, my gosh. That's just scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not, I wouldn't be surprised. Well, maybe Michelle. I don't know.
Maya Bell?
Yeah. Could be. Now, she has made comments that wants nothing to do with it, but that's...
That just means that she does.
Yeah, that just means she does, because of that, yeah.
Yeah.
My understanding was, according to the guy from Overstock.com, that statement he made was that Michelle was going to run after Hillary's, two terms.
Mm.
That was the plan, was to bring Michelle in 2024.
Hmm.
So,
and maybe it might be Michelle.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't have to pretend anymore then.
No, she could actually just come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that happens, I don't know. But it's, Barack is going to be, he's going to be an old guy by that point. It's going to be another, he's going to be up there in the years. He's already starting to look pretty old.
Well, cigarettes do that too.
Yeah, it does have a tendency to do that to you. Yeah. That, among other things.
And marijuana.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. So it'll be real interesting. I guess there's some people saying that Trump should not run in 2024.
Oh, I don't think so. I think he should.
He should.
Yeah.
And there's the whole...
Even if they convict him, I still think he should. It's going to be a sham.
It will be. And they can take it to the Supreme Court, and we'll see what happens then. But it's like...
Well, they'll... Depends on the rotation.
Yeah, it depends on the rotation, how the rule on that. Yeah, it'll be, but he should just do it just to get in their face, just to push out the Republicans, because he'll win the primary.
Oh, easy.
And even if he...
After 4 years of this?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. If we're still here...
Yeah. It'll be really interesting in 2022, what ends up happening. I mean, basically, by the end of this year, we'll be starting the election season for 2022.
The only way I'm going to have any hope for 2024... is if we see some form of reconciliation in the way elections are held in 22.
Yeah.
Because if it goes the same way like it did...
Yeah, there's no hope.
Yeah, there's no... They're just going to steal it all again. Yeah, it'll be worse. Yeah. Exactly. And you know darn well with all the things they're pushing right now, that's exactly what the plan is.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, they definitely want to do that, so... Yep. We'll see what happens. And this commission, I know that Trump's got some ideas.
I wonder if states will start seceding.
It's a possibility. If things do not improve, I think by this next, by the 2024 election, if it happens again, depending on what happens to Texas, I mean, you got a lot of people moving to Texas from California.
Yeah.
And they're unfortunately they're taking the same ideas that caused the
crash.
Which
makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. I'm going to go vote. We'll go over there and vote the same way.
Yeah.
And have the same kind of people in there.
Yeah. Wake up.
Yeah. You're carrying the virus with you.
No kidding.
Leftist virus. But and California's in a mess.
Oh, they're a total mess.
Because they're...
Well, Biden's going to bail them out.
We'll bail them out. It's all because of COVID. They were in a mess before. All the stuff that has happened, all these people that are leaving, all the industries that I read someplace there was like 385,000 businesses, if you count all the small businesses, that have left California. And for the first time ever, it has gone down in population.
Maybe what they should do is if they're going to tear the wall down, put it up around the California.
Well, yeah, that's I've always thought, you know, if California ever seceded, the biggest problem there would be that we would have to build a wall all the way across there.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do that to keep them out.
And you know what, though? I think there's a lot of, well, California's a huge state. So there's a lot of area there that aren't flaming liberals.
Yeah. I mean, in the bigger cities, it is, you know, but you get out in the rural areas, there's a lot of really right leaning.
Yeah.
Areas. So that's the sad part about it is, you know, you live in a place like that and you,
it
turns on you like that.
Yeah.
Austin, Texas is fairly liberal.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a, that's kind of a tough thing there too, but yeah.
Kind of crazy. Crazy times.
It's not going to get any less crazy, I don't think, for a while.
A lot more crazy.
Well, we're coming up on the weekend. I don't foresee any kind of show I'm going to have over the weekend this week. But
check your car before you get into it.
True. Yes. Yeah. Make sure you do that.
If it appears that there's been something,
if it's ticking,
yeah,
or you see a CCP sticker on the side of it, that might be a problem.
Good thing about where we live, there's no cliffs.
That's right.
So.
Yeah. I'm going to be in a 5-hour car ride.
Yeah.
To a cliff. And then it's only going to be like 30 feet.
Or it takes you to a roundabout.
Yeah, it takes you to a roundabout. It just keeps you in the roundabout until you kill yourself.
That's right.
I'm done.
It just keeps speeding up until it rolls over. And your seatbelt don't work.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah.
Yes.
So
TGIF.
TGIF, and we'll be back on Monday, if there is a Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
This, if we're still here.
That's right.
Be Monday.
If the ZA doesn't happen.
That's right.
And we all don't have chips in our head.
Speaking
by then.
Of ZA, did you hear about this other person that apparently right after, like within hours after having their second shot,
turned green,
passed away.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was a health worker. Now I don't know.
Man.
I mean, given millions and millions of shots. There's always this chance or possibility. Just the odds are there that somebody's going to die within an hour of something like that. But I think it was the Pfizer vaccine, which is
That one that kept getting pushed all the time by the media.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there at the end for those of you who are getting your shots this weekend.
Yeah, that's
right. That way you can think about that as you're sticking that needle in your arm. No, we'll get through this. We'll get through this.
That's
right. God has promised to.
That is right.
To rain down fire from everywhere.
And here we are
all,
praying.
He's promised it's going to burn. Yes. It's all going to burn. So we got that to look forward to.
Well, it is a big wake up call for Christians.
I think it is. Yeah,
people that are believers in general, not just Christians, but it's and by that I mean like. Jews and Christians, where does your strength come from, and what grounds you?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Are we depending on the government? Or are we depending on God? You know, it's and being a part of the church. So.
Amen, preacher brother.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I got. that's it. That's all I got as a preacher. There you go. No, don't get me started on that. I can go on Anybody who's been listening to my show for very long knows.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. That's a good word to leave to be done on, I guess. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday, and maybe Rabbi Rick will be back.
Yeah.
Bye.